All right. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie.
I'm Jean.
All right, guys. So today I'm out to eat Idaho soul. Like, I really am. I am mad. I'm saddened. And mostly I'm pissed the fuck off.
Okay, what happened?
So we're going to talk about Mr. Poor little Mr. Not little by any means, but Mr. Lanny Smith,
Okay.
who has been wrongfully convicted. And we are going to hopefully do whatever we can to help change that.
Okay.
And I'll tell you guys why.
Who is Lanny Smith?
He's from Idaho Falls, technically Ammon. He lived in Ammon when this occurred.
Yeah.
But I believe he has three siblings. I'm not really sure on Lanny's story, and we will be doing more stories on Lanny. This will not be the first and last case on him. I'm
Follow-up.
100% fucking positive of that because I'm going to be reaching out to the Idaho Innocence Project and all that fun stuff. So hopefully we get to speak about him again because I
Okay.
am very, very set on this man.
Okay.
And I will tell everybody why too. But first, let's kind of cover what happened. So, in March 24th, of 1992, Leo and Mary
Downward.
Downer, you fucking knew it. You knew it.
You get a look on your
I
face.
do, right?
Okay.
I don't know. But they were this sweet old couple who lived next door to the Smiths in Ammon. They were found shot to death in their home. Leo, the man, the husband, was found in the living room. He was shot in the chest. The bullet pierced his heart, another shot grazed him in the head, and the
Ugh.
third shot was a final shot entering his head from extremely close range behind his right ear.
This was a rifle.
Yeah.
So that's extensive damage.
Extensive.
Anyone that shot a rifle, those are big bullets.
Pretty
So,
twisted motherfucker
yeah.
to do this.
And so these guys were in their 70s?
Yeah.
The downward couple?
Yes.
Okay.
And so then they go and they find Mary's body is found in her bedroom. She was also shot three times in the head and a final shot at close range behind her left ear.
So, like an assassin.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And she was raped.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
honey!
The sweet
Oh,
little old lady who was, and I'm going to also bitch about this, she was a little over the scale of her weight. Okay? She's a little on the heavier side. I ain't about to call her big, fat, nothing like that because I ain't got no room to spill.
my 70s and 80s, I'm gonna eat whatever the fuck I want
You
to.
fucking
That's
betcha.
fine, honey. Have bacon.
So there was no, and I repeat, no evidence of a robbery or a break-in. Okay? Please keep in mind, I said no evidence of a robbery.
No evidence of a robbery or kicking the
Or
doors,
nothing.
forcing windows, knife
Nothing.
marks.
So,
Or they're breaking in, you know.
the cops arrested Jeff. Jeff Smith was the last person to see them alive. He had borrowed their truck the Saturday before to return a power rented rake. Okay? With
Oh,
this
okay.
power rented rake, he was doing work for them, for himself, and a few other people around the neighborhood. The night of the murder, his blue Ford Mustang was seen leaving their home around 6:30 p.m. that
Okay.
night. Okay?
Okay.
Jeff's charged with the murders, rightfully charged with these murders. Okay?
Usually they have to have a lot of evidence
Well, the only
for being
evidence they
murdered.
have. Let's go to the evidence. The wonderful PD officers back in 1990, whatever. And I'm not speaking ill of officers now that are doing their job now. I'm talking about the shady, shifty motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And the first detectives that worked this case got it right. They got Jeff, Mr. Jeff Smith, thrown in the hooski. We're in fucking jail. Where we should be. We go to our preliminary hearing. Everything gets dismissed for lack of evidence. The only evidence they have, people, okay, the only evidence they have of this crime being committed by anyone, and what linked it to Jeff, is a shoe print.
Okay.
And in this shoe print, whoever took this shoe print failed to put a ruler next to this shoe print.
And they took basic forensics.
You would fucking think it's first aid knowledge. And they take the picture at a side angle. It's not a straight on. It's not a straight on fucking picture.
Okay.
Okay. So they go to Lanny and to Jeff. They both have the exact same shoe. They're a shoe size different. I believe either Lanny, I don't remember exactly who, one of them is a little bit bigger than the other one. I believe it's Lanny's bigger than Jeff's. I'm not 100%, so I will not put that out there.
Okay.
They have the exact same shoe. So there's no way to tell what size the shoe print from the crime scene is. Okay?
Okay.
Not a one. So they throw, it goes cold, okay? Then Officer Rodriguez comes into the fucking picture. I'm not going to say his first name because he doesn't fucking deserve it. And obviously he's a piece of shit person.
Okay.
So he gets this case. His cases, dude, he has every case he's ever worked on has been solved.
Okay. So he doesn't quit.
So he's full of shit. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I would love to imagine that we get every bad guy in the world. I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fine. But you cannot say that you have a spotless free record and you've solved everything you've solved when people can look back at your cases and they're fucked.
They're questionable.
Not even questionable. Like, this case, dude, I really have no idea how we're talking about Lanny Smith today.
Okay.
Like, I truly don't. I do not know how the fuck we're talking about him. And it breaks my heart. It literally, this man has brought me to tears. This family has brought me to tears.
Because he's still in prison.
He is, wrongfully.
Yeah.
Wrongfully. Okay, guys, he is wrongfully, Lanny did not do it. And I'm going to give you some background on sweet little Lanny on why I believe he did not do it.
So when did so they dropped the charges on Jeff because they said there wasn't enough evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Brought Rodriguez in.
18 months later, I think.
Okay.
So, I mean, like almost a year and a half. Semi 2 years, you know.
So, okay, so what's Lanny's background and
fucking nothing?
Why did Ding Dong pick on him then?
Just nothing. For some reason, dude, I'm not sure what the butt fuck is between Jeff and Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
There is some type of someone is good on their knees in some type of situation here.
Informant, possibly.
Of some sort, Kate. So, here's the difference between the brothers. Okay, Jeff is a convicted rapist.
Oh, wow.
A kidnapper.
Domestics.
He's out of his fucking mind. He's a raging piece of shit.
Okay.
Okay.
So he has violent charges and a violent record already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lanny got a talking to from police officers because Lanny, guys, he has the mind capacity of a 10-year-old. Okay, this is a child in a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he would walk the neighborhood and look in people's windows and he would get excited and look longer than he should. And I'm not saying he gets excited and he gets a boner, it's sexual, anything like that. This guy really was just a sweet, kind, amazing person who just really loved people.
So they had a talk to him and said, don't be a creeper.
Don't be a creeper, okay. You know. Just go about you be you. Uh-huh. And he was very close with this elderly couple.
Uh-huh.
He was friends with them.
Probably helped him out quite a bit.
Yeah, and when I brought up the fact that I was mad at the article I read is because the article pretty much calls her fat and says that he had an obsession, Lanny had an obsession with older fat women. Okay? I will be damned if my mother, my grandmother died and you're going to quote her as that in a fucking paper.
Yeah, that's pretty disrespectful.
Pretty disrespectful. I mean, you stomped on my grandmother.
Yeah.
Like, horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. And so I'm going to have Jean. There was a snitch in the case that helped throw Lanny in jail. He did try to get his statement. He said that when they were in the Burley jail together, that Lanny confessed to the crime and said that he had done it. And he tried to take back this testimony, and Idaho would not let him. And he only did this testimony because he is a pedophile and was trying to get protection for when he arrived in prison and tried to better his stay, because that's what punk-ass pedophiles do. And so, yeah, now I'll let Jean read that whole section on that.
Great. I'm still finding it. Hang on.
Sorry. Yeah.
This is the swagger lady?
No, that's a guy.
Oh. Okay, after I originally talked to Victor Rodriguez and Tom Moss, that is, when I told them I wanted to get out of it, and they said no. If you back out now, we will prosecute you along with Lanny. The detective and county prosecutor warned Swagger that if I didn't go through with it, perjuring himself on the witness stand and not cooperating, that I knew about this capital murder case and basically told me that if I didn't go through with it, I was through. The tactic, solving a murder by using combination of threats and promises to elicit perjury, could be called the Christopher Tapp interrogation strategy, and it seems to be something of Bonneville County law enforcement tradition. Unlike the hapless Christopher Tapp, however, Swagger was able to tag someone else before the game ended, and there was enough residual decency to make him regret what he did. I was young and scared and knew then if what I know now, I would have said to find someone else to do what you need to do. Swagger disclosed in a lengthy September 12, 2011 statement to Eliza Moseth, the attorney representing Lanny Smith, in his ongoing federal appeal. Unlike his jailhouse conversations with Detective Rodriguez, the prosecuting attorney, Swagger had nothing to gain by speaking with Masseth, apart from reclaiming a measure of self-respect. Swagger had returned to his native Oregon, remarried, and was trying to build something akin to a normal life. As he pointed out to Masseth by speaking out, he left himself vulnerable to potential reprisals. There was no evidence that his subsequent conviction on drug and theft charges was a result of officer retaliation, nor does it invalidate his admissions against interest in 2011. I was trying to make something better for myself and not considering someone else's life. Swagger lamented, I know what it is to be in prison and having a life that as a result of self-centeredness and selfishness, Swagger elaborated, acknowledging that he had been punished for the sexual assault on my daughter, now was out of prison, and wanted to make restitution for an innocent man whom he had helped put there for no apparent reason. I cannot imagine Lanny and what he is going through after being convicted for something he never did, Swagger explained to Moseth. I really want my integrity intact. I want some integrity in doing this. Swagger's years of incarceration had left him with functioning conscience burdened with the knowledge of what he had done to Lanny Smith. The same isn't true for former Detective Rodriguez, who is now drawing a tax-plundered pension after retiring from the Napa Police Department. He currently serves on a city's Planning and Zoning Commission and is occasionally called by the media to officer expert justification for controversial police shootings.
Okay, so number one thing wrong with what Jean just read there is you bring up Christopher Tapp. And I knew Christopher Tapp was innocent when I was in fucking high school.
Yeah.
It didn't take a fucking genius to figure out he didn't do it. Okay? When you look into it, didn't take a fucking genius. And the fact...
20 years.
The fact that his name is a fucking strategy tells me a number of things. Tells me, one, you're a liar. Two, you'll say anything you need to say. Which also, I guess it means you're a fucking liar. Mm-hmm. You have no respect, you have no dignity, and you don't give a fuck about the person sitting across the table from you.
Yeah.
Not okay. Not okay. They wasted 20 years of that man's life. Mm-hmm. Threw it away. He has seen and been and around things that that man will never unsee. He has been through things he will never be able to forget.
And having a loved one that goes to prison, that still affects your life.
Yeah.
There's so many. You go to prison like, with them. I wish he was there.
You know, you have moments, dude. It's holidays, changed. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
People die.
Yeah.
You're not there to say goodbye to people. They take everything from you. And then this man gets out of prison. And then Idaho has the decency to say, dude, we will let you out of prison as long as you sign this, sign that. You can't come after us. You can't sue us. Well, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit.
He didn't get any kind of compensation.
Nothing.
So
nothing.
I hope that there's a lot of media attention later.
And then that motherfucker, and then the detective in his case, fucking Freeman or whatever, now you're going to fucking claim you have amnesia. You can't remember. Get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit.
If he forgot.
Yeah, like watch it. Go ahead, watch it, bud.
It's right here.
So like the fact that Christopher Tapp's name, and that's also another fucking case that just gets me pissed the fuck off. Because that poor man went through and did things. But I spoke to, I won't say who he is, but I spoke to someone who was in jail with Lanny for 6 months. Mm-hmm. When you were in jail with a person for that long a time, you know that person.
Well, like same cell block or cellie
yeah.
or homie or
mm-hmm.
what?
Mm-hmm.
All of the above.
Yeah, they were together. It was like six of them. Mm-hmm. But he said that...
Oh, yeah, they triple bunk people over there.
Yeah, they said... Well, they were on like some type of honor program or shit where they like... mentored or I don't fucking know what the fuck you do when you're in an honor program in jail. You know what I mean? It's jail. I don't know. But I love this guy. Love him to death. I trust his word. His word, I would put it on my skin.
He hasn't lied to you?
No. Well, this dude's been a homie my whole life. He's been, well, he's much older than me and I know he's going to listen to this. So much older, still good looking.
But that's wise.
But he's wise. Wisdom he's wise behind his ears. Yeah. Experience. So anyway, he was in jail with Lanny for 6 months. He said he was just a big goofball. You know what I mean? Like, he was a big guy. He was, like, 300 pounds. He's, like, 5'9", something like that, 5'8", I don't know, like that. But he's a big guy. I'm going to post Lanny's picture, and that's probably... I will post Jeff's picture just to prove my fucking point. You can read a book by its goddamn cover. But in most cases, calm down, people. Like, but this case, just really, you guys need to understand, like, it's in my blood now.
Yeah.
Like, it has, I am worked up about this case. But anyway, so he's in jail with him, okay? The guy that shot his girlfriend in the face from Pocatello, I don't remember his name, was also with them, okay? This guy pees on Lanny like a fucking urine, pees down his back.
What?
Pees on him. Lanny
does. Did Lanny go smack a hoe?
Nothing.
Why?
Because he's not that kind of person.
Did his friends beat down or something?
No.
No?
Dude, he was just sweet, nice, kind, and just wanted to be everybody's friend.
Didn't want the confrontation.
No.
Yeah.
So you're telling me this guy, I think this sweet guy...
I would flip out.
You would. Someone just but he has a mind of a 10-year-old. He just wants them to be his friend.
Well,
he just wants to show that he's a nice guy.
Prison's dangerous. People get shamed.
It is. And that's why this case pisses me off. Okay, I have a niece that's very autistic. Mm-hmm. She has autism, that whole spiel. Okay? This touches me very deep because it's like someone throwing my niece away and just throwing her away, knowing that she has no right to see, live, or breathe in the environment that she is in.
Yeah.
To know that he is not someone to fight you and to stand up for himself and he's just a sweet guy. Take a minute and think of the shit he's gone through.
Mm-hmm. probably lost a bunch of money and, you know, gotten taken advantage of.
Number of things, oh, dude. Yeah, a number of terrible. This is, none of these things are positive. I guarantee you not one positive thing has come across him.
I hope he has good friends.
I hope he's by himself.
Yeah.
And well, the sad thing is,
me crazy. People go crazy in the shoe.
But dude, I would rather him be alone and have guards as friends than to be amongst those people that he has no right to be amongst.
Well, and you don't want to put him in protective custody because that's all the...
Well, you do.
I don't know. There's some dangerous people in a lot of neighborhoods that get over there.
There are, but still, he's not going to get what he got, what he'll get with General Pop. Okay, and like, okay, I've never been to prison, but I don't even know how many people, I don't have enough fingers for the people I know that have been to prison.
Yeah.
And none of these people are bad people. But you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not going to justify their cases, but prison in Idaho, Boise prison.
Yep.
Okay. I am talking about Boise, Boise, Idaho, Boise Penitentiary. No other prison. No one get fucking offended. No one come defend your prison.
Well, that's the one that the feds took over, too, because yeah. They're a private company. They pushed them out.
It's horrible, dude, the shit you see. The shit my brother's seen. The shit my friends have seen. Is unreal. People get raped next to you in the shower. And your best bet is to hurry the fuck up and get out of there.
Oh, my God.
No one stops it. There's a person... People, this is what happens. This is what people see. This is what people live. This is their life. It's fucked up.
But that's
how scary. Lanny doesn't deserve to be there or to see it. Or, dude, it just pisses me off beyond all belief. And then not only did you wrongfully convict this man and throw him in prison, but... You fucking take him away from his family. You take him from Boise, from Idaho, okay? This is a 4-hour drive, people, for his family to go see him, to be a part of his life still, for him to have that connection.
Yeah.
Okay? 4 hours of a drive.
Yeah.
They take him and move him to Texas.
Yeah. That's a 24-hour drive.
To where he's alone.
Yeah.
He's alone. Like, this is the most unjust thing. And the fact that people in Idaho, detectives, lawyers, judges, jurors, lay their head down at night and Lanny Smith does not cross their mind pisses me off.
Well, but I can't remember if his, did it even make it to jury or did they just make him, they just took that deal.
They took the deal.
And then, so then appeals just go through court.
Well, I'm just saying jurors, saying jurors in these cases altogether. I'm not, people who can wrongfully convict people, and now I'm gonna let Jean read a letter from Lanny's ex sister-in-law, and by the way, Jeff's first wife, is a 15-year-old rape victim of his. Who was forced to marry him when she got impregnated with this fucker's baby.
Oh.
And by the way, guys,
other
just...
other options than for having to marry a nightmare.
Dude, I can't even imagine. And this Jeff, dude, like I said, he's a vicious... Like, God only knows, okay? I talked to their sister, Vicky. Jeff is adopted.
Oh.
So I could point that out. He is not blood to Lanny. I was told that Lanny in jail said that he confessed to protect his brother. I asked his sister, who seems like a very sweet lady. She was kind enough to talk to me.
Oh, wow.
And she says that she doesn't know why Lanny would say that. Jeff and Lanny didn't have a close relationship of any kind.
Oh.
So why...
Just trying to stay away from him?
Why Lanny would feel the need to protect him, she's not 100% sure. I asked her where Jeff is now. She said he is now in Kentucky. And I did ask her if she believes Jeff has committed any other crimes, because I believe he has. She says she would not shock her.
So she, well, obviously doesn't want any contact with him by rights anyways.
I don't believe she talks to him, but I didn't ask because siblings, that's a different type of blood. You know what I mean? That's a different type of love. You still talk to your siblings no matter what kind of fucking douchebags they are. If she does talk, doesn't talk to him, better for her. If she does, girl, I understand. My brothers are fucked up too. But like, you know.
It only takes so much sometimes.
Yeah. But she seems like a very sweet lady. And she agrees that the wrong brother's in prison. And she really does hope that one day someone yells loud enough for Lanny that something happens. And Lanny can go home. And hopefully Jeff can go to prison for the crime he truly committed.
Well, I know that victim's advocate, the innocent.
Yeah.
Coalition. I can't remember what
the Innocence Project.
I just slaughtered it, sorry.
The Innocent Idaho Innocence Project.
Yeah, let's get going on it.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him tomorrow and see what type of shit that I have to fucking figure out and do. And really, I hope that someday I get the chance to meet Lanny because he just, it breaks my heart. Like this, since 1993, you've lived that life. And that's horrible. And everybody I've talked to has said that he had like the mind of like a 10-year-old. He was very sweet and kind and loving. Did you find that?
I'm still looking.
Okay. But like he was just nice as can be. I don't know if like the parents are around or anything like that, but I don't know. I just don't understand. I don't understand how this can happen and how this is a thing and how.
I'm terrified. So you can just be sitting around and mind your own damn business and all of a sudden you're charged with capital murder.
Yeah. Because of a shoe print? Like, are you kidding me? And I guess they have some type. They had the jailhouse confession from the child molester that tried to recant. And, okay, so when they're in court, Jeff is, they're talking to Jeff, and they're talking about the shoes. And he's like, yeah, they could be mine. Like, I do have that shoe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? So they go to recess, and when recess happens, Jeff and Officer Rodriguez go into a room. Mm-hmm. When court comes back into session and they go back and they're like, all right, bro, we're going to start off with the shoes again. Everything after that, Jeff pleads the fifth. Everything.
Was his lawyer around when he went and talked to the detective?
No.
Oh.
Just these two dudes. Yeah, so tell me. Hmm. When you're up there pretty much giving reasonable doubt.
Uh-huh.
And then they go to break. And then you go talk to a crooked motherfucker. You come back. And now we ain't got shit to say. We ain't saying nada.
Convenient Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I mean, we got some convenience happening here. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and then there was an old, nosy old bird, too, that lived in the hood. In the neighborhood. Everybody knows this old bird. You know, everybody, every block got's one. You got the old lady that everybody's like, that bitch knows everything.
Knows everybody's business. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
She thinks she knows. She thinks she knows. Yeah. She has her own days of her lives worked out for everybody in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
She just makes it up because she sees you and she's like, yeah, that one right there, that's no good. But anyway, so this nosy old bird, like I said, said that she saw Lanny, and he had a distraught look on his face. Like he had done something bad was the expression on his face. He had done something bad. Well, then this old lady gets to thinking. She goes, oh, no, that's wrong. I want to take that back. They don't allow it to be taken back. Because the encounter that she remembers is 6 weeks before this murder even happens. Okay, she tries.
So and then they don't let her take it back. Why?
No. Because, I don't know how this happens.
I'm not sure why you can't just answer my questions.
Because I'm not crooked.
This does not make sense.
No.
Why they're just going to just...
Dude, the people that were in jail with him were astounded how fast this went.
Yeah.
They were blown the fuck away. And if you are the first one... Anybody who's dealt with Idaho court system...
It's a year.
You know it's a year for a smoking ticket. Like... This shit's ridiculous.
Try and remember exactly what happened.
Yeah, like, this shit's ridiculous. And for him to be thrown away, locked away, it's over and done with in a matter of months? You're fucking, whoa.
Especially for a death, you gotta make
Well, he didn't get death, he got life. But yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? They did do the plea down. But how can you look at this sweet, innocent man... That genuinely looks like a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally looks like the sweetest person you would ever meet in your life. And you see his creepy-ass brother, mm-hmm. who's already been arrested for this crime, up there. You're not telling me that no one in that courtroom is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is going on. His family believes that he is innocent and Jeff is guilty. I won't speak for the whole family. I will speak for me and Vicky because we are Team Lanny in this.
Yeah.
If I gotta make shirts, I fucking will.
That's awesome that she took time to speak to you.
I can't believe... Sorry, guys. That's my little munchkin. Knocking on the wall. She's sassy. But no, dude, I really do. I respect her time and I truly was just amazed that she wrote me back and... had anything to do with it. And the saddest thing is how many times has anybody ever really reached out to her to hear Lanny's story?
Didn't we say this about every episode that we wish that we could know more follow-up.
Yeah.
So
I want to know. Like,
it just... Why does this guy have to go to jail? You already had the man.
The right man. And you couldn't convict him on the shoe print. So tell me now, because you have some pedophile and some crazy old lady coming forward saying what they said is enough to throw this gentle giant away forever.
Oh, the fuck it is. Stop it.
According to Idaho, it is.
Rumor and a shoe print?
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
That is not enough to convict for 25 years.
Try talking to Lanny, bro.
Oh, my. I disagree. Dude. Something's fucked up.
It's all fucked up.
You want me to read Vicky's statement?
Yeah, I want... Well, not Vicky's, because that's his sister.
Which one?
Hold. Sorry, guys.
I don't know. I don't understand the justice system right now. I've been losing faith in it on and on and on. And I mean, and it just to... Especially to hear the whole Christopher Tapp interrogation strategy.
Right, just saying that.
Is that in the book? Or is that like an under the table thing that you learn through the time?
Dude, I don't know.
And what's the repercussions?
Nothing.
But no, they have
to... Dude, nothing happens to these guys. I swear to God, nothing happens to these guys. It's just...
There. What about their, what's it called? Restitution. Like Chris, he should be getting money since they wasted 20 years of his life, which is like, hey, bam, why don't you go survive? Because if the new dude decides that he doesn't like you and shakes you in the bathroom so he can rape you, my God!
Yeah.
No! It's not necessary. I don't understand. Why... I can't believe that guy's in there.
No, dude, and that's really why it breaks my heart, and I don't...
He's just surviving. He's trying to survive
again. Yeah, and he shouldn't have to. His last shot, the last thought on anybody's mind... I'm sorry, if you're supposed to be in prison and you've gone to prison, you most likely have some previous jail time under your belt before you went to prison, okay? Mm-hmm. But prison's usually not your first stop unless you obviously snap and kill someone. But I don't think that's what happened here.
Well, and even in the 90s, why wasn't there a psych eval on both of these subjects? you know.
Dude, I don't know what the laws were. More
forensics? Give me something here.
Dude, I don't even know. Okay, so
more
here's...
More credible eyewitnesses than Gossip Town?
Yeah, no shit. Here's the 2011 letter to Lanny Smith. She wrote it. Her name is Julie Woodall, formerly known as Julie Smith. Recalled an incident from 1986 in which Lanny intervened to protect her from her brother's beating and perhaps killing her. And I will let Jean read it because y'all know I stutter like a mother.
Oh, I do know
but
that.
But start out that I look out.
Okay, I looked out the front. I looked out the window and saw you running up to the front door with your brother Jeff right behind you, Woodall said. I saw you stand in front of my door. When Jeff caught you, pushed you in front of the window, and began beating you viciously, I will always remember that you tried your best to keep me from getting hurt by your brother, at all cost of being assaulted, and at all cost of being assaulted yourself. I have always been touched by the fact that you were willing to do this, even though you didn't even know who I was. The man who took the beating is now in prison, convicted of double murder, most likely committed by a man who assaulted him. And who was later called as a prosecution witness at the trial. Julie Woodall, the woman who has saved from that beating, reported more than half a dozen crimes of violence committed to her by that witness. She was not called to testify at Lanny's trial. Vicky Smith, Lanny's biological sister and sister to Jeff by adoption, was likewise not called as a witness during Lanny's trial or during his post-conviction hearing. In a subsequent affidavit, she testified that Jeff has been sexually inappropriate with her as a teenager, and he attempted to rape her when she was 16 years old. Lanny, by her account, was entirely unlike Jeff, a kind, caring, gentle, and soft-spoken young man who would always come to the defense of others. And you know Big Sister's looking out for him.
You know.
Anyways, so... This included, as mentioned previously, Lanny's ex-sister-in-law, Julie, contrary to the prosecution's insinuations about a deviant sexual preoccupation with elderly women, Lanny had crushes on my friends that were my age, Vicky recounted. Like nearly everybody else who knew Lanny and Jeff, Vicky Smith was perplexed by the BCSO determination to see Lanny prosecuted for the downward murders. Victor Rodriguez, the primary investigating detective in Lanny's case, hounded me to make a statement, Vicky declares in her affidavit. Victor Rodriguez told me Lanny would go down for the downward murders, no matter what anyone else said or did. Jeff Smith's second wife, Robin, likewise, described Lanny as opposite of Jeff Smith and as had happened with Jeff's first wife, Lanny became aware that Robin was being abused and tried to help and protect when he could. Sugars!
Dude.
This didn't prevent Jeff from repeatedly threatening to murder Robin. This included several explicit threats made to during Lanny's trial that should have led to charges of witness intimidation. Oh, so he had the balls to...
Yeah.
Oh, good. If Lanny's defense attorney had presence of mind to call Robin as a witness. So they didn't really call anyone useful for witnesses. Because these aren't just hoes.
No, these are women.
They married Jeff Smith, and you tend to know you're heavy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. These are women that lived through this monster.
Detective Rodriguez, who perjured himself on the witness stand during trial by claiming that Jeff Smith was no longer considered a threat, was aware of the fact that Smith was abusing and threatening his wife. In late June 95, I witnessed an argument between Jeff and Robin Smith, testified former co-worker Heidi in 2004 affidavit. Jeff had asked Robin for her paycheck, supposedly to pay the bills. Robin knew that he would not pay the bills, so she refused to give him the paycheck. Well, yeah. Jeff then slapped her in the face and said, "You will pay for this." I advised Robin to call the police, but she told me the police would not believe her. Heidi.
Which is a very common story here in Idaho.
Ma'am. Concerned that her husband would kill her, Heidi urged Robin to divorce him because of the abuse that she was going through. Eventually, Jeff learned of the advice, came to my residence, and threatened me. He told me, if you ever tell my wife, Robin, to divorce me, I will kill you and your husband. Heidi's husband confronted Smith and ordered him to leave. Understandably concerned, they called sheriff's office to report the threat. That threat was routed to Detective Rodriguez. Well, that's nice.
Convenient, isn't it?
Yeah. Not content to ignore Jeff Smith's ongoing crime rampage, Rodriguez and Tom Moss, who a few later was appointed by George Bush to be U.S. Attorney for Idaho, actively protected him after he had offered what was a tantamount to a confession before a grand jury. The only scrape of potentially useful physical evidence at the murder scene was a shoe print left on a dusty hardwood floor of the Dowards' master bedroom. Rodriguez photographed the print, but did so at an angle and neglected to place a ruler next to it in order to divine its size. I'm not understand. Why are they so dumb?
Dude,
that's basic. I just watched CSI and I know better. And that's really the only evidence.
That's it. That's
no,
it.
No, horseshit. Stop it.
No, you can stop reading, dude. That's okay. It.
I don't understand. That's not enough.
No. No. To throw a man away?
Forever. No. Well, what's 25 years? Because that's what life is. Correct?
Two, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's fucked up beyond all belief. It blows me away. This man
then why didn't these
has no
work?
Right.
Why didn't these appeals work where new no actual one wants witnesses
to, dude,
could
no
come
one
forward.
Wants to admit the Christopher Tapp happened again.
It's been happening, honey.
Not here, though.
Oh.
That's so what they cute. Say. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't happen here. That was a one time. Oops, didn't happen. The fuck it is. And I have friends. I know cops. I love IFPD. I have no quarrels with IFPD.
You can't put somebody...
But this is not okay.
Away. How... I don't even think that much evidence would even stand.
No.
In any kind of court.
No.
There,
my brother
there
got caught
more.
With the weed, okay? My brother had the weed in his possession.
Yeah.
Got off with half of it fucking taken off. And
well,
pleads to a lesser charge,
is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you...
I need some smokage.
You know? So, who knows? I also have another brother who is going through the court system right now for drug charges. Dude, it's insane the shit that they try to do. And that's just a drug charge. Good God, I can only fucking imagine if he committed murder.
Well, and that was the other whole part of it is the whole timing.
And what's the article called? Please, Jean, tell the people what the article is called to this lovely event.
Usually when you're charged with something around here, you go to court in a year and a half. If you're lucky, 6 months. All right, so this is on Proliberate. Let's convict him and get it over with. Framing of Lanny Smith.
Dude, this case, guys, I literally pride myself on being like, yeah, I know about all the murders that happen and whatever. I've seen everything. Everybody claims there's a show that this is on. It's called New Detectives. I cannot find it. Literally sat through and watched all 9 seasons.
I'm sure you did.
Never came upon it. Good show. About 24 minutes, 3 different stories an episode. Good shit. Watched 9 fucking seasons, though, to find this episode. Never came across it. When you Google Lanny's name, not Dick comes up except for his appeals, this article... And that's it.
I'm glad that wasn't just me, because I was trying to.
Dude, no.
After I read these links, I got pretty fired up too, because I don't mean to sound like a blonde, but I don't get it. I don't understand.
Me either.
I don't get it.
Dude, I'm so mad.
They had the guy.
Yeah.
And if there wasn't enough, and honestly, if there wasn't enough evidence to convict him, then go do your job, find some more. Because, yeah, it was the early 90s, there were still forensics, there were still labs, and that's why it would take so long, because they gotta mail that shit back from Cincinnati, or whatever, yeah. They barely had fax machines, you know?
Yeah.
So, are we reopening it?
Oh, dude, I'm cracking the fucking can of worms here.
Should write Lonnie a letter?
I want to write him one, but I don't want to confuse him. I don't know. I want to call the Idaho Innocence Project and see.
Mentored and
I mean, for all I know,
delayed, you know, but
they have looked into it for all I know. But really, I just want to be able to help put this in someone's hands who can help him.
Yeah.
Because it's not okay. And I look at him and I see my niece and I see so many of the other people I know that have these problems and this disability and whatever. And it's not even really a disability because my niece is a very functioning person.
Mm-hmm.
She just goes at the way of her own tune. She's her own little adorable little person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know mine, and the person that was locked up with him, he also has some family members with problems. And so it's just when you have these people that are close to you, and you can look at them and imagine this happening to them, it really, truly broke my heart. My niece is a very sweet, caring, and lovable, but very gullible person.
Mm-hmm. Influenced.
And if she thought she had to protect somebody, and that's just it. Once you bring up the Christopher Tapp interrogation strategy, bro, I'm already thinking you're telling him that he has to protect his brother. Like,
oh, this is the only way.
Like, there has to be something.
They want you to.
Yeah.
The tone that they want you to.
There had to be some trickery in some type of way. But guys, let us know. Really, between the two brothers, I'm going to post the pictures because Kentucky, watch the fuck out, because God only knows what this fucking dude does. But it just breaks my heart, dude. And I really, hopefully we can talk about Lanny again, like I said, because I really want to get, I'm pushing to get his story out there. I probably shouldn't swear so much, but I just get, when I'm mad, I just swear.
She's angry. I just don't you can't.
Because it just frustrates me.
Put somebody in jail for 50 years on a shoe print.
And he got a robbery charge.
It doesn't make, but you said that right in the beginning, remember you highlighted it. And
but he got one.
Well, folks,
We
got research to do.
So, dude, yeah, really, if anybody out there knows anything about this type of shit, I've really, truly always wanted to do this.
Wrongfully accused?
Help someone get out that truly needs to be out. And
oh,
if...
Oh, send it to Kardashian. Remember you told me?
Oh, dude, I'm gonna. Yay. Fuck yeah, you betcha.
Yeah.
Probably won't ever hear anything back, but, I mean, whoever... Dude, I don't know.
Let's try. Send a cute picture of Squish.
Right? I just don't know what to do. I really just truly believe that it's not okay. And Idaho should not be okay with this.
Uh-uh.
No one here should. Everybody should be able to stand up and speak for him on his behalf because it's not okay. And I asked my buddy, I said, okay, so do you think there's any way that he did it? Is there any possible way? After he lived with him for 6 months, he said, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking tibbly not.
Is that a word?
It is. Check. It's on the list. It's now a word. But like I said, guys, I believe this man would take a bullet for me if it came down to it. He is a very dear friend of my family. Love him to pieces. I appreciate him talking to me as well. Because it's not hard to, it's not easy to call someone and be like, hey, when I did my fucked up whatever I did, I don't even know what the fuck he did. I don't even care what he did, but he was in jail. I don't know. To admit that and be like, I was there with him, that's a big thing. To trust me and let me into that world is a big thing.
Well, and
so I just respect him and I love him and adore him.
I'm not saying that your person hurt somebody, but
No, he
people
didn't.
That
I don't think
were
he hurt
absolutely
anybody.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Looking at Lanny Smith, knowing, oh, psh, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. He didn't.
Yeah. When you got criminals, like, I guess all of them really sat around you and were always like, dude, tell us, like, how the fuck did this happen?
Well, and
how are you here?
Because a mentally delayed person isn't going to react appropriately.
No.
You know? So maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it's like, tragic. I'm begging people to help when it comes to Lanny Smith. I truly am. Please, really, truly share this episode. Let everybody know. I really want to make it loud because it's not okay. It shouldn't be okay. And the person that wanted this done, to be honest, didn't really know much. Like, when I got his input, mm-hmm. I kind of stepped back and I was like, okay, he doesn't really know. Nobody really remembers what happened. Nobody. I even posted on my personal Facebook 12, page.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I even posted on my personal Facebook page asking people, and people didn't. They knew that he was in jail and that his brother did it, that he went. And everybody said, I know his brother. He went to jail for a murder his brother committed. I just don't remember what happened. We need to remember what happened. Everybody needs to scream for Lanny because it's the right fucking thing to do. And we are people, and in today's day and age, it's easier to help people than it used to be.
Yeah.
So let me know, dude. Whatever I gotta do, I'll do. So, yeah. Hook it up. Send us whatever you want to send us. Email us. Please, 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 really, guys, just share this episode. And, yeah, hit us up on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. Instagram, It Is What It Is, Pod 19. Twitter, It Is What It Is, 208. That's where we're from. And Gmail at It Is What It Is, Pod 19 at gmail.com. And like I said, I'll post the pictures of Lanny. I won't post Officer Rodriguez's picture because I ain't trying to get fucking sued by no crooked-ass cop. But
he's retired.
Yeah, and if you guys want, he's in the article, so whatever. And then we'll post the article and all that fun shit. So yeah, guys, get at me. And we'll hit you up on Tuesday with hopefully somewhat of a follow-up and, of course, whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See ya.
Bye.